Good morning, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to Eneva Earnings Call to discuss results of the third quarter of 2018. Mr. Pedro Zinner, CEO and Investor Relations Officer, and Ms. Flávia Heller, Investor Relations Manager, are here with us today. We would like to inform you that this call is being recorded and that all participants will be listening only during the presentation of the company. We will then have a Q&A session when further instructions will be provided. If you need help during this conference, you may request assistance from an operator by pressing star zero. This call is also being simultaneously transmitted on the internet via webcast and can be accessed at ri.eneva.com.br, and also on the Mi ZIQ platform, where the corresponding presentation is available. Slide selection will be controlled by yourself. The conference replay will be available soon after closure. We would like to remind you that webcast participants may submit questions beforehand, which will be answered during the Q&A session. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that any statements made during this call regarding Eneva's business prospects, projections, and operational and financial goals reflect beliefs and premises of the company's board of directors, as well as currently available information. Future considerations are not performance guarantees. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions, as they are related to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or not occur. Investors must understand that general economic outlook, industry conditions, and other operational factors may affect Eneva's future performance and lead to results that differ considerably from those expressed in forward-looking statements. I would like to hand this call over to Mr. Pedro Zinner, who will begin this presentation. Please, Mr. Zinner, you may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for participating in this earnings call for the third quarter of 2018. Before we begin, I would like you to pay attention to disclaimer on slide two, and we will begin in slide three. 1 year after the conclusion of the IPO, we closed the third quarter of 2018 with adjusted EBITDA of 502 million reals, boosted by greater availability of our plants and expressive improvement of variable margins in the parties, and hedge strategies for penalties given to, due to unavailability. We have a trading Gavião de Zoura in Parnaíba, and our reserve volume has reached 19.3 BPM, 9% higher than the same volume in September 2017. The greater availability of our plants has boosted general net generation that reached 4 million gigawatt hour, with a growth of 3% in gas generation and 16% in coal generation. Gas consumption in the first quarter was 0.7 BCM, according to our dispatch expectations for this period. Operational improvement initiatives in carbon generation still continue to provide results. The adjusted EBITDA of the segment grew approximately 32%, reflecting an improvement of variable margins and number of plants. In Itaqui, as we had already alluded to in our last conference, a call, earnings conference, the reduction in ICMS had a relevant impact on margins. The hedge strategy for penalties due to unavailability, a dump, has also contributed to reduce the impact of penalties on EBITDA, generating a gain of 43 million reals with compared to 40 million in penalties in the first quarter. The good operational results and the reduced leverage over the last year had led adjusted net income of 180 million reals, and 53 million reals were reported in, compared to 53 million reals in the same period last year. When we examine our business segments, Parnaíba complex had an income of 184 million reals, and the coal generation reached 38 million reals. Operation cash flow totaled 360 million reals, an increase of 44% versus the third quarter of 2017, given the growth in EBITDA and reduced requirements for working capital. We have closed the quarter with consolidated cash as 1.1 billion reals and a net debt EBITDA ratio of 2.7 times. We have optimized our capital structure with the restructuring of the society, and this was in Parnaíba complex. We had our approvals approved by the administrative council of the company in October, and we expect the restructuring will be concluded by the end of the year. Enida now currently has a growth capacity, and this capacity and this growth was due to changes that were made in August this year. We have closed the cycle in Parnaíba 5, and this was a winning option that led us to guarantee contracts over time with a potential growth over the year and installed capacity of 385 megawatts. In the next slide, you're going to see further details on our operating performance, and I would like to give the floor for Lina. Good morning. I would like to highlight the more important points of our operating performance in this quarter. In slide 4, you can see the average dispatch in this quarter that was in line with what we had in the same quarter last year, with a net generation that was substantially greater, 14% greater, compared to the same quarter of 17. And this was due to the greater availability of company assets that reached 94% on average, compared to 82% in the first quarter, in the third quarter of 17. And we had improvements in availability in all of our plants, except in Itaqui, where we had a shutdown to correct a mismatch with the revamp process in the plant. And in this quarter, we also concluded other initiatives that had been planned in our revamped plan in Itaqui and Pestin. Itaqui has reached a net generation 10,170 kilowatts hour, and this is in line and even better than what we had planned. In Pestin, we had an average unloaded time of 4.5 days, a ship unloaded time, and which represents a significant improvement in cost and logistics when it comes to carbon. We are going to start slide number 5. And here we have our gas assets. Natural gas reserves of the company reached 19.3 billion cubic meters, considering here 1.7 billion cubic meters of Gavião Tesoura, where we have already announced the commercialization last month. Of 1.7 billion cubic meters of Gavião Tesoura, they are the initial estimates of the company, based on a conservative estimate of 0.75. Accumulated consumption of gas in the past 12 months was 1.8 billion cubic meters. Considering the consumption with a 99% dispatch of the closing quarter, natural gas production has had 14% increase, reaching 0.72 billion cubic meters, as opposed to 0.63 of the quarter last year, because of lower dispatch of thermoelectric plants. And the average dispatch of the gas treatment unit reached 93.5% GTU average dispatch, because of greater dispatch from thermoelectric power.
Now going into slide 6, we have our seismic campaign closing in the third quarter 18. Over 293 kilometers specifically of seismic data were acquired in the concession. It closed our first campaign, which started in 2017, and now we're going into processing and interpretation of data. We have already identified two initial prospects. It's an ongoing exercise, and by the end of the year, we will have already identified the prospects that will be drilled in the exploratory well drilling campaign in 2019. We have also completed the exploration of three more wells on the 9th round of PAD, and one of them has led to an official declaration of commercialization of Gavião Tesoura. Now I'll hand it over to André Azevedo, who's going to tell us about our financial performance. Financial performance on slide 7. We had a 15% increase in our adjusted net revenues, reaching 1.1 billion. Positive impact by greater generation of energy. Adjusted EBITDA had a 16% increase, going over 500 million as a result of more generation of energy, a number of savings that resulted to positive evolution of variable margins, in addition to our very effective hedge strategy. The company reported adjusted net profit of 180 million, I mean, as opposed to 53 in the third quarter 17. It led to a reduction of 34% in our financial and SG&A, with a result and an impact on our final profit. On slide 8, we can see the natural progression of EBITDA in by segment. We have observed a positive contribution of 38 million from Complex Parnaíba. Gas generation negative impact, which is explained by the gain of 30 million reais in the third quarter 17, resulting from the partial decontracting of Parnaíba 2 during the second half of 17. If we disregard this effect, we will reach approximately a growth of 4.6% increase as a result of greater availability of the plants, leading to the growth of EBITDA. Coal generation, we have had a growth and an improvement of variable margin in Itaqui and Pecentu, with a better result of the hedge Adam. In the holding, all the expenses were impacted by legal and consulting services. Now on the next slide, slide 9, the company has invested 32 million in the third quarter 18, or 65% comparing with the third quarter 17. Most resources of 24 million reals were directed to activities. We had 60 million in exploration, starting the first well of R13, the drilling of PGM and Morada Nova, PGM-25, which has been named Gavião Tesoura and is commercially available, and also the stimulation of low permeability reservoirs in GVNA. And the remaining was invested in the construction of Cluster 3 of GVA, Gavião. Now let's go into cash flow, slide 10. The company has had an increase of operating cash flow with 44% increase as opposed to third quarter 17, due to positive variation of EBITDA of 67 million reals and a reduction of our working capital needs. The workflow of investment activities was negative in 50 million impact, primarily by the investments in a number of segments. Financing cash flow was benefited by the reduction in interest paid, reduction of indebtedness, and also some decrease in debt indicators. Our cash position, including bonded, was 1.1 billion reals. Million reals. 39% over third quarter 17. Now, slide 11, we can see indebtedness of the company. 9.5%, and the maturity at the end of September was 4.1 years. End of June, our net consolidated debt was 4.2 million reals, which is a net debt over EBITDA of less than 21% compared to the third quarter 17. Now here we have the new corporate and capital structure restructuring. It was approved by the board of directors. The restructuring has a number of additional controls, and it expects controls of operation of Parnaíba 3 and 4 and Parnaíba 2, which has already been completed, the issuance of new debts by Parnaíba 1 and 2, which is ongoing, partial prepayment of PGN's debt, and then incorporation of PGN into our holding company. Now, slide 13, we can see that once completed, the restructuring will lead to an extension of the average consolidated debt, reaching 4.7 years with significant results of short-term, especially by refunding some of the debts in Parnaíba 2, 387 million reals, which is something which will be done on January 3rd, 19. I would like now to hand it over back to Fabio for his closing remarks. Pedro.
Before we close and opening for the Q&A session, I would like to emphasize that we had very good results in this third quarter with a strong cash generation and improvements in the availability of our brands with maintenance of dispatch responses. And we have concluded initiatives that were associated with revamping of our coal-powered complexes with good reflex in variable margins. In the Avião Tesoura, we are moving towards our goals of 100% replacement of reserves in the same year. And finally, the success that we had with our capital restructuring in the company, as Andrea has mentioned, are very important landmarks in this new growth phase. With these final remarks, I would like to end this presentation and open for the Q&A session. Thank you. We will now begin the Q&A session for our investors and analysts. If you have questions, please press star 1. If your answers have been answered, you can exit the queue by pressing the hash key. And the questions will be answered as they are received. Please remove your headset when you make a question. This is for the sake of good sound quality, so please wait until we collect the questions. Mr. Victor Gnomesis for Goldman Sachs has a question. Good morning. Congratulations for your earnings. My first question is a bit more important, related to availability of your gas power plants. I would like to know what are expectations to maintain this level close to 100% for the fourth quarter, or if you expect normalization of a drop in availability. And the second question is regards the closure of the cycle in Parnaíba 1. Do you have an update regarding constructions that were planned for the beginning of the first semester, or an update related to financing strategies for this project? Good morning, Vitor. This is Lima speaking. For your first question, the availability of our plants, of course, we expect they will be maintaining the same level. We had good availability at the moment, and we are more concerned about dispatch because in this third quarter we had a lower dispatch compared to what we had before, and this was impacted by the rain, heavy rainfall that we had. So we had a lower dispatch than expected. As regards Parnaíba 5 and the construction process, we are now entering the contract drawing phase, and we expect to complete this up to February or March next year. And once we have this contract, we will then begin the project. And this will begin with an engineering phase that we expect to finish by the second semester of 2019. I will hand it over to Andrea. She will talk about financing for this project. About the financing of this project, we are evaluating the existing options. We have more structured options and also corporate options. We will know a bit better about the structure we're going to use. And what I can tell you is that we have a robust cash at the moment, and that gives us a lot of confidence to conduct the first months of the project, or to complete the first month of the project. Thank you. I would like to remind you that to make a question, all you have to do is to press star 1. Mr. Thiago Silva from Santa America has a question from Santander. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for this call. Just going back to dispatch issues, I'm thinking about the upcoming year or even up to 2020. I would like to know if you have some expectations to have a line already operating with energy from Belo Monte. Are you comparing this dispatch with availability in this line? And the second question will be, in the first quarter of this year, you have mentioned, you've talked about growth opportunities in greenfield and brownfield. And I would like to know if you're still looking for growth in these two areas. Well, regarding the dispatch, we expect to keep the same level of dispatch compared to this year and the previous year, so about 50 to 60%, let's say average 55%, even with this new transmission project. This transmission project let us operate a continuous line in Rio Madeira, and this has increased the energy availability for the southeast region. And we are also using energy or wind energy. Of course, this energy offer has been increasing, and we had a very rainy period, but we still expect to have the same level of dispatch for the next 2 or 3 years. And that's the furthest we can forecast. As for your second question, I would like Mr. Zima to answer. Thiago, how are you doing? Regarding our growth strategy, I think that when this is part of the discussion we had in the first semester that included large projects, the cycle closure, and also as a loan project. We were successful in the completion of the cycle, and although we had a lot of competitive with low demand, we could still complete the project. We still have this in our portfolio, and we want to develop these projects focusing on return. We believe we will remain competitive. We are going to have further meetings, and we are trying to study some alternatives to optimize our reserves, given what we have in the market. Now, so we are open at this moment for this sort of growth. Inorganic growth, we saw a significant reduction in leverage over the last 2 years. We had 2.6 net income EBITDA ratio, and this has opened some space for us to introduce growing strategies. Inorganic growth is part of our duty, and we are always looking for opportunities. And, you know, this is all I can tell about our capital at the moment and the growth perspective that we have. Thank you.
This is Andrea Zuleta. We were asked a question through the webcast, and the question is about when we expect to start paying out dividends. We are right now making investments. We are calling it a cycle, coming to the end of cycle. We do not want to pay dividends by 2021 when we have more capital investments. And we have 6 billion reals also allowed to pay with the holding, and that would take a while to pay back. Thank you. If there are no further questions, I would like to hand it over to the company for the closing remarks. Thank you all very much for participating in one more of our earnings conference call, and I hope to see you again the beginning of 19 for the fourth quarter 18. Thank you very much. Eneva's conference call is closed now. Please disconnect your lines and have a good day. Thank you.